You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner. CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
On the 19th of October 2013, a group of seven legends came together to create a project that would be of historical significance on the YouTube platform.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the first challenge video on the Cyberman channel.
In the beginning, the project had no following, it had no notoriety, and the name represented nothing but a GTA Online group created by a few small YouTubers.
Nathan!
Oh my god.
However, the potential for the group was unbounded. They had nothing, but they could become anything that they could dream of.
Yeah.
And what happens when you combine the skills and intelligence of seven creators, each of which already at the absolute peak of their field? You get a YouTube group known as the Cydmen. The Ultimate Cydmen would end up becoming a group consisting of seven members: KSI, Vicstar123, Miniminter, Rotashaw, Bazinga, Tobejizzle, and Zerka. But in the beginning, early 2013, the name Cydmen represented very little on the YouTube platform, and each creator was simply doing their own thing with individual channels of substantial size. However, the creators were certainly already known to each other. KSI and Miniminter had both attended the same school and therefore had made various videos together in the past, while Zerka and Tobejizzle had also attended the same school, leading to a similar scenario.
Me and Toby went to school together.
Yeah.
Me and this guy went to school together.
The other three members that would eventually join the Cydmen, Bazinga, Rotashaw, and Vicstar, had met the other four creators in the past through YouTube and other scenarios. And considering each of these individuals already had their own personal YouTube channel, they would begin to make videos and play games together, such as GTA 5.
Now, Vic, let me kill him.
Kill him, shut up!
And with uploads such as GTA 5 Online Group Fun with Zerka, Toby, KSI and Bazinga, we can see the skeleton of a YouTube group beginning to form. These collaboration videos between each member would lead up to the release of GTA Cruise in October 2013, at which point Ethan, aka Bazinga, would go ahead and create a GTA group under the name The Ultimate Cydmen.
Online dropped, and then I went into the making the crew thing. I whacked up the GTA crew, where we could all join, called The Ultimate Cydmen.
The point which each member considered to be the official beginning of the group. The word Cydmen describes a person who copies everything his or her friend does, and is subordinate to the boss of the group. When the Cydmen group was first created, KSI was the biggest YouTuber of the seven, having around 4 million subscribers. And the name of the group began as a joke that each member was a Cydman of KSI, being subordinate and copying him as he was the biggest out of every creator.
Yeah, so we're all making the joke that.
And then the crew's Cydman, right?
However, we have to mention, at the time, the Ultimate Cydmen GTA crew was far from the Cydman YouTube group. They were still just a bunch of individual YouTubers playing games together. Regardless, the group certainly began to build up some YouTube notoriety as the Cydmen, moving into a house together which they nicknamed the Cydmen House.
Yes, this is the house tour, I promise you guys.
Also beginning the Cydmen Clothing Company on the 30th of December 2014. This was all in conjunction with numerous Cydmen group style videos on individual channels, such as the Crossbar Challenge posted on KSI's personal channel.
Crossbar Challenge!
and the Sidemen patience test posted on Mini Minter's personal channel.
Today they're going to be doing whatever they can to try and stop me sitting here.
The problem, however, was that the group didn't have its own YouTube page, possibly owing to the difficulty in trying to set up a channel with 7 different creators. However, this would change after KSI witnessed the success of KYR Speedy's gaming group.
Those YouTubers, I forgot what their group is called, but they had like a little group and we were like, oh yeah, we should just do something similar.
And decided that making the Ultimate Sidemen into a somewhat official YouTube group might not be such a bad idea. After an assumed planning period of around 6 months, the official Sidemen channel would go live on the 16th of May, 2016.
Hey guys! And welcome to the Sidemen channel.
The 7 creators involved in the project had a combined total of around 30 million subscribers at the time. And when combining this figure with a shout out from each individual YouTube channel,
we have created a new channel, ladies and gentlemen, the Sidemen.
The initial growth for the Sidemen was absolutely insane. Within only 3 days, the Sidemen had steamrolled past 1 million subscribers, which at the time also gave it the record for the fastest YouTube channel to ever reach the 7-figure milestone. After 2 weeks, the Sidemen would post their first video.
Ethan's more of a skeleton.
And each upload to follow began to rack up an absolutely insane view count. Within only 6 months of launching, the Sidemen had written their own book, which they would promote on a tour, launched a football team called Sidemen FC.
We've put hours and hours into preparing everything except what happens in the match. That we have no idea how it's going to go.
And racked up a whopping 1.8 million subscribers. But while the launch of the Sidemen was one of the strongest in YouTube channel history, perhaps it was a little too strong, as it wouldn't be long before problems would begin to pop up here and there for the members of the Sidemen channel.
It was like getting to a point where we were like, oh, we might have to end this.
No point. Know?
That's it, yeah. Just like move on from this whole Sidemen thing.
In August 2017, a little over 1 year after the Sidemen began posting videos together, KSI, the most popular creator, would leave the group. Posting a video on his channel titled, I'm Leaving the Sidemen.
Title of the video, I'm no longer with the Sidemen.
Also claiming that his departure was because of Ethan, aka Bazinga.
Mainly because of Ethan. I'd say he was the main reason I'm leaving. Can't stand him.
This claim was backed up by various tweets such as, yeah, I think it's time to move on from the Sidemen. The journey has been a lot of fun, but it's time to move on to bigger things. Considering KSI was no longer making videos with the group, each of the Sidemen just kind of forgot about the project and it was pushed to the back of everyone's mind.
When I left, during that whole period, like, the Sidemen were just like, we're just in limbo.
However, there were some benefits to KSI leaving the group. It provided an opportunity for each creator to gain views and subscribers off the drama. Bazinga would post a diss track titled Drama aimed at KSI, which has gained 16 million views to this day. Meanwhile, KSI also used the drama to gain well over 100 million views across different videos.
Oi! Fatso! What are you saying, bro?
All of which surrounding the topic of him leaving the Sidemen. 3 months into the KSI Sidemen hiatus, he would upload a video titled Was the Sidemen Be Fake? In which he would outline that the whole thing was just a setup in order to gain exposure.
It was fake, motherfuckers! You mad? Huh? You mad, bro? You mad, sis?
Now, while everyone was thankful to hear that the beef was fake and that KSI wasn't actually leaving the Sidemen, there was still a fundamental problem that remained for the group. Each creator had gotten out of the
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use code Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
The habit of regularly creating content for the Sidemen channel during the beef, so when KSI announced that the beef was over, it's not like they just got straight back into making videos. A month passed, then 2 months passed, and there were still no uploads to the Sidemen channel. It would only be in January 2018, approximately 9 months after the previous upload, that a new video would be posted to the channel announcing the commencement of Sidemen Sundays.
Well, there's going to be Sidemen Sundays. We're going to try and upload every single Sunday.
But why would they randomly decide that they wanted to upload every single week after not uploading for 9 months? What was their motivation? Well, a little thing that was gaining popularity in 2018 by the name of YouTube Originals.
And the thing that saved the Sidemen was a YouTube Originals.
YouTube Originals.
A YouTube Original saved the Sidemen.
KSI explained that the group decided they wanted to make a YouTube Original series, a series that only paid subscribers were able to watch on the YouTube platform. However, after pitching the idea to YouTube, they were rejected, with YouTube saying that they'd be happy to do the series, but the Sidemen weren't receiving enough views to greenlight the project. So the Sidemen had to come up with an idea to get their view count up.
So we were like, okay, we have to think of a plan. So we were thinking, okay, what would work? And we decided we'd do videos together every week and post it every Sunday.
Only 6 months after announcing that they would be uploading weekly videos, the Sidemen would increase their view count from 1 million per month to 35 million per month. At which point, YouTube would accept their YouTube Originals request and the Sidemen released The Sidemen Show.
Hide your wife, I've got a knife.
Now, as KSI explained, the Sidemen Show didn't actually do much for their channel as a whole.
The YouTube Originals happened. It didn't really do much, but we gained so much from it.
But what it did do was get the creators into a habit of making regular videos together. And considering they were now receiving around 35 million views every month on the channel, Sidemen Sundays would continue. These 35 million views every single month would grow the Sidemen to 3 million, 4 million, and eventually 5 million subscribers in June 2019, at which point they would upload a video that would change the history of their channel forever.
Yo, what's up and welcome to Sidemen Real Life Tinder. We all know how this goes. Various girls from all over the country will swipe right if they're interested and left if they're not.
It was KSI's idea in the beginning. A bizarre idea, of course, but an idea that would exceed the expectations of every single one of the members. To set up Tinder as if it were a real life experiment. Real women, real rejection, and a whole bunch of terrible pickup lines.
Hi, I'm KSI. I'm 25, and I'm rich and famous.
Oh, something about this video resonated with fans better than anything else. Perhaps it was the comedy or simply the attractiveness of the girls involved in the video, but the performance was absolutely unmatched on the Sidemen channel. In less than a week, the video had gained 13.5 million views, and in a month, the video became the most popular upload on their channel. After almost a year of averaging 35 million views every single month, the Tinder in Real Life video boosted their average views to 85 million a month. Then 115 million only 2 months later, at which point they would upload Tinder in Real Life number 2.
Your hair is quite nice, and you seem like good fun, so if I give you this rose, will you finger my bum?
This video once again racked up a massive 15 million views in the first week and has gained a little over 50 million views to this day. These videos ultimately boosted their subscriber count, passing 6 million, then 7 million, edging them closer and closer to that 10 million subscriber milestone. But in order to cross that milestone, the Sidemen would have to think outside of the box. They couldn't just keep making Tinder in Real Life videos all the way up until Tinder in Real Life episode 63. They needed a new idea that would help the growth of the channel. The group would eventually find this new idea. However, the idea would not come in the form of a video or, say, a meet and greet, but rather in a slightly unconventional event.
So, the fight's been announced today, November 9th, Staples Center in LA. How are you feeling?
On the 4th of September 2019, KSI, the most subscribed Sidemen of the 7, would announce that he would be rematching Logan Paul in another boxing match after their first fight ended in a draw.
It is a majority draw!
It's a draw!
And while this was extremely exciting for KSI himself, it also began to provide numerous video and growth ideas for the Sidemen. Fight predictions, podcast topics, and a load of other content all racking up millions of views for the Sidemen channel.
We're going to be talking about the KSI versus Logan Paul 2 fight, November 9th. We're going to be giving out thoughts on the build-up, our prediction of how the fight's going
to
go.
KSI would go on to win the fight against Logan Paul.
From the United Kingdom, the Nightmare!
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
And it's safe to say that the Sidemen were absolutely stoked.
Just ecstatic, euphoria, relieved, it's over. The whole process is finally over.
The event ultimately boosted the growth and exposure for KSI, and since he's often considered to be the frontman of the Sidemen, this growth would trickle down to each of the Sidemen channels. The fight as a whole was excellent for the overall long-term growth of the Sidemen channel, and in conjunction with a consistent upload schedule, the formation of numerous unique video ideas, and years of good old hard work, the Sidemen channel would eventually hit 10 million subscribers on the 30th of November 2020.
Welcome to the Sidemen channel! Diamond Bloody Button Open!
YouTube would send each creator a 10 million subscriber button, which was somewhat hilarious as only 2 out of the 7 creators had hit 10 million on their personal channels. Therefore, for 5 of the Sidemen, it was their first 10 million subscriber play button.
You've got 2 others, so you don't even care.
And
2?
This is my first one.
Since hitting 10 million subscribers 4 months ago, the Sidemen have only continued to grow. Hitting 11 million subscribers on the main channel, 5 million on More Sidemen, 3 million on Sidemen Reacts, and 1 million on Sidemen Shorts. The Sidemen have shown that when harnessing the skills and complexity of 7 different individualized YouTubers, the channel that results is certainly something to behold.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.